From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The ceasefire holds. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said Monday, despite some incidents, the cessation of hostilities in Syria is largely holding on its third day. He said that a multi-nation task force monitoring the truce is working to make sure violations do not spread and that the halt in fighting can continue. A new U.S. political survey shows businessman Donald Trump taking a commanding lead in the race for the Republican presidential nomination. CNN ORC said 49% of Republicans support Trump, more than his four remaining challengers combined. In the Democratic race, the poll showed former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton with a widening lead over Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Both Republicans and Democrats are getting set for nominating contests Tuesday in 11 states, the biggest electoral day so far in the campaign. Somali authorities have arrested six people in connection with Sunday's double bomb attack by al-Shabaab in the town of Baidoa. At least 32 people were killed in the attack. More than 60 were hurt. Iranian moderates have won a majority in the country's top clerical body, the Assembly of Experts. Two leading hardliners were defeated in their bid for re-election to the Assembly. That is the body, by the way, that will pick the country's next supreme leader, a successor to Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. State television reported Monday that moderate president Hassan Rouhani and his allies won 15 out of Tehran's 16 seats in the election for the Assembly. Overall, the moderates will hold a 59% majority. This is VOA News.